Okay, so we're holding at Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Okay, so the Pasuk says, Mikol Mishmar Nitzor Libecha. From all the, like, watch points, so to say, or from all guard, you have to guard your heart, you know, fortify your heart. In other words, that's the most important thing to guard and to fortify, is your heart. Ki mimenu toitzes chayim, because from the heart is the toitzes of life. It's where the life comes out of, is the heart. Now, the next psukim are going to... This pasuk is focused on the heart. The next pasuk is focused on the pe. Pasuk chaf hei is focused on the eyes, and chavav speaks about the feet. Okay, that's the background you need to know for what the grove here starts. The grove says, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Mikol Mishmar Nitzor Libecha Ki Arba Roshim Hein Ba'adam. There are four tops in the person, so to say. There's the heart, the peh, the mouth, ve'inayim, the eyes, v'aguf in the body, v'sof aguf in mereglayim. And since the end of the body are the feet, l'chein nikra aguf ha'shem mereglayim, therefore the body is called by the name of the raglai, the feet. So that's why in pasuk chavav the focus is on raglai, but really means the whole body. So these four psukim are going to be keneged the four roshim, right? The four main centers, so to say, that are in the person.
What about the head? I'm sorry. Like.
So the mouth is the end of the head.
And the hands?
The hand is certainly not a main center of the hand is part, just the part of the body. The hand is a part of the body.
So is the lave.
The lave is considered a thing of itself because it's not something that does activities. You know, it's not like the hands and the feet, which are active, but it's necessary. And there's, it really relates to the mind as well. You know, you have emotions there and it's related to mechsheves alev. There's the concept of, so it's not. It's really like a thing of itself. Okay. So, the Gro says v'hischil belev. Obviously, by the way, the eyes are also in the head. So he's not focused. He's not taking the head as a unit. Eyes is one thing. The pet is another thing. Right. Two different aspects of the head. Right. Those are the two things that can bring a person to Avera, because they are the main functions. They are Roshim. So Shlomo Melech begins from the heart, Shua Iker, which is the Iker of everything. That's this Pasuk, Pasuk of Gimel. His first thing he discusses is the heart. Vizel mikol mishmar, and that's what it means. Mikol mishmar kolayma, meaning yos mikol dover atzarch shmira, more than anything else that requires, that demands guarding, kagoyin avonim toivus umargolius, like precious stones and gems, netzor libecha, fortify, guard your heart, ki'ir netzura, like a fortified city. Heart is something which you have to guard more than anything else. Ki mimenu toitzus chayim. Because anything that's guarded is something that is, the reason it's you're guarding it is, it's dear, and it's not, or expensive, and it's not easily found. Is there anything more precious than life itself? And it's from the heart that goes out, right? It's the tetzoyos of chayim. That's what pumps the life of a person. Therefore, you need to guard it more than any other thing. So obviously, he's talking about, you know, guarding the heart. That the heart, like we daven leif tahor, paroli elikim, we daven Hashem should give us a pure heart, and we have to guard the purity of our heart. Hoser mimcha, next pasuk of Dalet, Hoser mimcha ikshus peh, lezuz fosayim archek mimeka.
Is there anything specific that the heart refers to? Any, like, just a person's entire chiyus is totally balev?
Taiva, that's interesting. Taiva is really rooted lower below, perhaps, in the kaved. It's considered, but the lev is the part of us that if we have a lev taiv, so it points us in the right direction for all our functions. If we have chas v'shalom a lev ra, we'll fall into problems in all respects, whether it's the title level and every level. That's the place of the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Ra, right? That's what the Gemara says. So we have two chambers. We have the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Ra. We have to make sure to guard that only good things go into our heart. Yeah, what were you asking?
Yeah. I was going to ask if you meant midas, be for instance, the Yetzer Hara, which returns to the person. Person's rotzen is in his leave. So the Yetzer Hara is the God is God that rotzen is
right.
Pure.
Right. You know, even a person that does, that's not up to par with what he really should be, and he feels it, but it hurts him because his heart still is in the right place. And sometimes that's. Everyone knows this. At some level, your heart might be in a place, and you might have been nichshol and not living up to par with that. But if your heart is healthy, so that brings a pain to the person, and then he'll bez Hashem do tshuva and be mechazik that inyan. The danger is if a person notices that he's becoming desensitized, that his heart is not bothered by that anymore. That's when he knows that he's very ill, spiritually ill. But, better do something about that. So pasuk of Dalit. There now it talks about the pet. Aser mimecha ikeshus pet. Lezus fasayim harchek mimecha. We'll see in the Gra that ikshus and lezus are two lashonis that both mean. Crookedness. So remove from yourself like crookedness of the mouth and crookedness, we'll see what the difference is, and crookedness of the lips, distance from you. Says the Goyin Kva Kasavti L'mala, I already wrote above. Well, I guess it's really Menachem Mendel saying I wrote above in the Perek Beis Pasuk Tezvav Ki Ikshus Unetia Mikava Shave V'yamin Olesmol. Ikshus refers to leaning away from the straight line to the right or to the left. Right? You lean off of that straight line to the right or the left. Unelois, but the word nelois, which is the same sheresh as the word over here, lezus, hinetia mikav hamagal letzadze o letzadze. It's when you have a circle and you lean off of the line, so to say, of the circle to either side. You go out of the circle. Okay? So that's like a somewhat of a different type of going off, a different type of crookedness. The hey neged hara v'mirma. These two things, ne'ikshus and lezus, are keneged, the two things what we also saw about in Perek Beis, Pasukit Beis, which is ra and mirma. Evil, and I mean the way it's literally English, I think translates it as bad or evil, deceiving, right? Deceit. Ki hara, but the Gro explains like this: Ki hara hu bebein bepeh bein belev, hu shav lehara. Ra means something that the person is bad both in mouth and in heart. It's equal; they're equally bad. Yeah, there's the heart and mouth are lined up, they're both equally bad. But the guy who speaks deceivingly, who dugmas kava ma'agal, that is similar to the circle. He gives advice to people that makes it look, right, as if he has their goods, as if he has their best interests in mind. Ach bil gilgulam, but when you circle with them, so to say, right? Ha'etzos yah yehafchu l'ra. The etzos actually turn into bad. So that's like the idea of a circle. It's not a clear path. Yeah, you go along, you follow this guy's Eitzah, and before you know it, you realize, like, oops, that wasn't a good Eitzah. That's like the idea of a circle, because when you start your circle, you can't see where the end is. You don't know. You don't see where the path is. Are you going around and around? And you believe him that it's really, you're going for a good spot, and all of a sudden you find that you really went to a bad spot. So that's the Medaber Mirma. Right? And that's V'lachei Netiyasa Nikra Neloizim B'magaloizim. And therefore, that their netia, right, that kind of turning off of the path, so to say, is called neloizim b'magaloizim, that they're deceitful, they're crooked in their ways, but specifically with the ways over here, that is lashon of magal, of circling ways. That describes the type of evil that this is. It's a deceitful type of evil. V'zeo hasir mimcha ikeshus peh. And now, with this introduction of understanding the difference between Ikeshus and Lazus, we understand the Pasek, remove from you the Ikeshus Peh. Mishi Yesh Lo Peh Ikesh. Somebody who has a crooked mouth, meaning he's bad in everything, it's equally bad. His mouth, you see when he speaks, he's a bad guy. The Ikum Zeh, I'm sorry, so that you have to remove from your mouth, right? The Shlomo is telling you, don't do that. Don't be remove from your mouth bad. You shouldn't be speaking bad. You shouldn't be the ikum the lazus vasayim and the lazus of sfayim. Zeh sifsei chalakos. That is the smooth talking, right? The smooth talking lips. Right? Shemadaber echa bepev echa b'lev. The guy speaks one way in his mouth, but in his heart, he really has got something else going on. The ein piv libeshov, his mouth and heart are not lined up; they're not equal. He's telling you one thing, making it sound good, but deep down, he's really messing you up. The ikum zeh nikra lazus fasayim, and this crookedness is called lazus fasayim l'shon neloizim b'magaloisam. Zeh amidah b'mirma, and this is the guy who's speaking mirma deceitfully. So that kind of a trait. That kind of a trait of lezus fasayim, Shlomo HaMelech says, more than just haser mimcha, remove from you, he says harchek mimcha, distance it from you, kiu garua min ra, because it's worse than ra, k'mo shekasavnu lamala, what we wrote earlier in Perek Beis Yud Beis, and Pasuk Yud Beis, and Pasuk Yud Daled in Perek Beis. It's much worse. Umuvanu, and it's understandable. L'chein amar harchek mimcha ma'oid yoyse min ra. Therefore, use a lashon of distance. It's not enough just to go away, remove it from you. Get away from it. Get stay far away from it, because it's much worse than the ra. Shashem ein oimer ra kase mimcha. But the ra only says, remove it from you.
How could something be worse than ra? I mean, like, to the extent of what ra is.
Worse than ra?
How could something be worse than ra to the extent of what the ra is, meaning?
No, it's much worse. If you tell a guy, let's say you tell a guy, you convince a guy to do an Aveira.
Yeah.
So the guy sees you're trying to get him to do an Aveira. Well, let's say you try to convince him to do an Aveira by trying to make believe it's really a mitzvah. Like you're trying to, like, Kila, I'm really doing something for your good, and this is mamish necessary, and the whole thing is a lie. Inside, you know, you're about to be machshel him. That's much worse.
Oh, okay, I see. It's worse than the avera that you could have done.
I'm saying, as far as the person talking, right? If everybody sees that you're a jerk, you know, you're always being bad, you're always whatever, fine. Okay, they know spade, they call a spade a spade. But if you look like, you're everybody's best friend, and you're really stabbing them in the back behind, because giving them all sorts of aids, so you're trying to, you know, as if you have their best interest, but really you're trying to mess them up. That's really disgusting. That's like, that's very bad. Ramoid. Okay.
Well, see if I'm understanding correctly. Seems like there's a correct straight line and a correct circle, and then if you go off that in a straight way, that's pivolibushov in the ra. If you go off the correct circular path,
right,
giving Eitzah, I guess, in the correct way,
right,
then you're doing the, that's called, you're speaking, you're per tov, you're making out like you're, good, it's Ein Piv Libei Shovin, that's it, that's how you understand it?
Yes, in other words, the guy who's using the imagery of like a circle and a line, because that's what the ra that we're dealing with over here is either a straightforward ra or a circular ra, which is not clear. Now, that's the reason he's using that imagery.
Right.
There's this crookedness. Nothing to do with the tzad that there is good also, but that's not what he's dealing with over here.
It seems like you're saying there's an atiyah from the correct line and there's an atiyah from the correct circle.
It is obviously true in the opposite sense as well. It is, you're right. I mean, in other words, if I give somebody clearly a good eitzah, I'm clearly trying to get them to do something good, so that's a clear straight line. But sometimes things are not clear, so I'm giving him a mahalif. I think you should start doing this, that will lead to this, and that, you know, you like give him like a circular type of eitzah, a process. I think you should start like this, and this will progress you in the right, and bring you into the right, you know, where you want to go. But you know that down the line it's really going to mess him up. So the good side would be, yeah, you're presenting him a circle which is going to really work, right? Not all Eitzah is do this, do A and you'll get B. Sometimes it's A, B, and C, and it's like a whole process, and that's the circle. Okay. So, now we get to the eyes. Einayim l'neichach pasik chafhei, einecha, sorry, einecha l'neichach yabitu. Your eyes should look straight. And your eyelids should be straight before you. Okay, so we'll see what this means. The Gra says, "Kamisha Kosov," like it says, the pasuk in Tehelas, Perek Zayin, pasuk Tes Zayin, and then Yud Zayin. We'll see. Alti tzadik harbe valtis chakem yoter. First pasuk in Tezayin over there says, don't be too righteous, like don't be too much of a tzaddik, and don't be too smart, don't become too smart. And the next pasuk says, Al tir sheharbe, ve'al tir sachal. Don't be too much of a rasha, and don't be a fool. So the Gro explains that these two parts of the psukim, right, this pasuk divides up into two clauses. Inechel and neichech yabitu, and the second clause, v'afapechi yashu negdecha, are paralleling these two psukim, and he's going to explain it now. Mahainu, alti tzadik harbe valtir sheharbe. That is, right, don't be overly a tzadik and don't be overly a rasha. Shalei tata yeminu smol, not to lean to the right, which would be overly tzadik, not to lean to the left, which would be overly rasha. Shetzar chadam leilich b'derech hayasha. You have to go straight, right? Go on the straight path. And don't be overly wise. Don't go in things that are above your head. Right? Don't try to understand. You know, the guy who's just learned basic. He's learned basic stuff, and he's jumping way in over his head. And it's not. You got to go in order. Don't try for madrigas, right? In over your head, keep on oifel mimeno, because you're gonna fall. On the other hand, v'gamalti yisachal. On the other hand, don't be foolish. Shaleyasim atzma kibehema, v'leistaka klal b'chachma. Don't make yourself like a behema, not to look at chachma at all. Are you gonna say, okay, I can't. Oh my! I'm not going to look at chachma at all. No, be rak b'derech hashava yosher. Be normal. Be straight. Right. Be in the center, normal, equal path. And then so you learn chachma, but you learn chachma for what's appropriate for you, where you're holding. So that. So that is having your, all right, let's see, he's going to explain it. When a tia, and here at the end of it, he explains it. When a tia siminu smoil, okay, now as far as the turning the right and left, tzorech letzadida einayim liminu l'smol avad. So you would have to turn your eyes to the right or to the left. Alone. Ulnatiyas gavoya vashpala tzarech shimush hafapayim like biyam aleshpilam. But to turn your head to see something higher or lower, you need to use your eyelids as well in order to pick up the eyes or to lower the eyes. Okay, so those are two functions of the eyes, right? You turn your eyes right and left. You don't need the eyelids for that. But to pick your eyes up and down, that you need to use your eyelids for. And that's what it means. Your eyes should look forward. And not to the right or to the left. Okay, the right or the left is the don't be too much of a tzaddik or don't be too much of a rasha. So that's a nechel neichech yabitu. Look straight forward. Afa pecha yashiru, not to the right, not to the left. Afa pecha yashiru nekdecha. And your eyelids keep straight before you. Loy legbim lamala, not to raise them up too high, right? Because you don't want to look leilech bigdoilos and eflois mimeno. If you look up too high, you'll fall from there. Alashpil lamata, and also don't put your eyelids down, meaning not to look at any chachma. Rak yashiru negdecha, keep them straight in front of you. Vahayne val tischak im yoser val tiasachol, and that's the second clause over here. That's the second part, right? Which is not to become too smart and not to become too foolish. Not to be too foolish.
Anytime we're talking about chokhmah, that's shaykh of the eyes. Don't you have to learn the chokhmah to figure madrigas, but don't look too high or too low. The first clause was that have to do with A9. Person should do, shouldn't be too much of a tzaddik, too much of a rosha.
Maybe he shouldn't view himself too much. Of a tzaddik, or so look at himself.
So your question is, al ti tzaddik arbe, ve'al, what's the second part? Al tir shaharbe. Tzidkus and rishus, what's the shaykhus to the A9? That's what you're saying. Why would that be? And so what's your answer?
I was thinking maybe he shouldn't look at himself like too much of a tzaddik or a rasha. From the side, like, people obviously see him the way it is, or like, to whatever extent, but he himself is looking at himself in a certain way, and making some decisions based on that.
Okay, could be. It could also be that, that again, to act as a tzaddik, or to act as a rasha, takes a certain ri'iyah. Like you're looking what I should be doing, not necessarily b'chokhmah, right? When it comes to avodas hamidos, it takes an analysis. You have to you analyze yourself and you say, oh, what hanhaga should I do for this thing, and what hanhaga should I do for that thing? So that analysis, that ra'iyah, don't go overboard and don't go underboard. Don't sell yourself short, which is al tir sharbe, but don't overdo it. You know, don't take on chumras and things that are too much. You know, my wife just told me a story. You know, she's a kal teacher, so there was a kal that asked her, like, when she was telling her about bodeket halacha. So she said, okay, you know. But if I don't want to go to Bedeket Halacha, I could just be Machmer, no? So that's a classic example of Al Titzdak Harbe, because you think you're doing a Tzidkus, but you could actually be causing a Takola. You could be causing not just to the husband or to whatever. It's like you have to know how to be a tzaddik. A tzaddik is on the straight path. It's not going to the right. It's not going too much. On the other hand, it's not being overly makel or overly, you know, not doing things wrong. But everything has to have a straight path. Okay. All right. So I think we'll stop here for today, and we'll get to the feet and the body next time. That's that shot. Okay.